I now have with me Santosh, someone involved with the Auroville Marathon since its very beginning. He has helped as a volunteer and has also taken part in the run. So now let me ask him what he thinks about the event. So Santosh, to begin with, how did you get involved with the marathon?
Well, I've always been a natural sports person, and as Anand Bhai was the neighbor, and my interest in sports must have ignited something which I don't know, I cannot explain. And before anything systematic got through, we were always talking marathons. Now, 40 years of Auroville, and therefore Chandresh's idea, 1 kilometer to celebrate for each year, somehow, captivated my imagination to the point that I immediately enrolled. Although I was not too well prepared, but, you know, irrespective of, my well-wishers telling me, if you don't prepare, you are going to have serious problems afterwards. But then I had my friend Ramesh Patel from London. Ramesh Bhai told me categorically that don't worry, Santosh. Once you are in a rhythm, it's like breathing. You are in it. And for someone who had 17 marathons, under his belt, it was something which I could take more than as an assurance. So I was not really regularly even going for the training sessions. Also, since they used to take place at Auroville and I live in Pondicherry. But the maximum I think I had run was 10 or 15 kilometers. On one of the races, I had met Rajiv. And naturally, the enthusiasm and the just the feeling of being on the Auroville soil just felt me, made me feel that I was blessed. Now, that's about not where the story ends about the first marathon. What happened on that day was that due to some last-minute requirements, especially at the start, and then who is going to take care at the finish, some things, both Chandresh and Anand Bhai were going to pull out. And that's when I told them, see, I'll take responsibility of both these. And this is how I did not take part, though I had full intention and I was registered in the marathon. And Rajiv, who had not registered, got a registration because of my pulling out. So I said, my God, if I am going to benefit 3 people by just one such a small deed, and where I can take part both in the start and the finish. So in my finite consciousness, I was kind of participating with everybody. That somehow made me, request them that, look here, go ahead, I'll take responsibility. So that's how I first became a volunteer before a participant.
Okay. And how was the entire experience of volunteering? Because as it was the first marathon, there must have been many things to look into. And because it was the first time for everyone.
Well, what I do remember, with those pen torches that were being handed out to everybody everybody gathering the participants and the whistles blowing every half an hour for each race. But there was, I think, a very good feedback that things went on fine. There were a few runners who lost their way or had to backtrack. But I think they have all taken it in the very true spirit of, participation, of good participants. The real challenging part was at the timekeeper's end. Because I remember Prabuddha Khare, who was like a pillar to us. He was literally handling 2 watches in 2 different hands, and as soon as a runner came, there were people shouting, almost some 30-40 meters away, and I would then speak about the tag number, and then the timekeepers were writing, and then it's actually later on that a lot of the Golden Chain people joined in, and then we had a very systematic team. But after the first marathon, we have been very well equipped to understand this. Of course, in the second race, I took part, and that's something which I want to say is an experience definitely that maybe I will lack words to describe. But if at all I want to express a gratitude. The opportunity I had of running with my father cheering me, and the joy I saw in his eyes as I was sprinting, because finally, basically, I'm a sprinter, and I had the souffle to sprint at the end. That's something which took me back to my childhood, where I have remembered him on the sports ground track, again cheering me.
Finally, this year's marathon logo is Run for the Joy of Running. Oh, well. So, what does that mean to you?
I think that's exactly what is the idea of all integral education. Whatever one does, whatever is the pursuit one is doing, one should do it for the joy. And it is only out of joy that it is going to achieve its true end.
Okay, Santosh, thank you very much for talking to us, and all the best with this year's event.
And thank you, Anurag. And let me assure you, your association with this event, I don't know what's in store for you ahead in life, but just this 1 year's association full-heartedly will equip you for any hurdle, whatsoever great it may be, ahead in life.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Au revoir.
I now have with me Sampath, a volunteer for the Auroville Marathon since its beginning in the year 2008. So, Sampath, can you tell us something about the event? How did you get involved with it?
It was, I think, Chandrish's dream to have an Auroville Marathon. And I wanted to encourage him. So, whatever help he needed, I wanted to help.
And did your running experience from earlier help you get involved and helped you understand the event better?
I always enjoyed running, and especially in Auroville. After Chandrish came back to Auroville, I used to enjoy running with him and developed my interest in running. I was a short distance runner, but never run long distance. But running in Auroville I enjoyed it and wanted others to enjoy also. Yeah.
And about the event itself?
Yeah, I feel very happy and proud that this is Auroville Marathon.
Yeah, and you were actually supposed to run in the first edition. So what happened? Why didn't you run?
It was the first time, and most of the officials were inexperienced. And Chandrish, Anand, myself, I thought we were the people who were coordinating. And after Chandrish and Anand went away for the full marathon, I saw there was a lot of confusion. Everybody knew their work, but they didn't want to coordinate. So I sort of stayed back to help. And I missed my race in the process.
And from that first edition, how do you think the event has evolved over the years? Do you think it is better organized now?
Yes, slowly things are improving because I think these people, Chandrish and Co., they're asking for the feedback, and people are giving the feedback and improving on whatever people say. So it is definitely improving.
And any specific changes that you would like to see in the future?
No, nothing specially that I see. But I think as things keep improving, and they will surely get better and better. Because seeing the previous problems, facing whatever we have faced, and working on that. So things are improving, so it will definitely.
And what do you think is really special about the Auroville Marathon? How come it attracts so many people from...
It's the environment. Because most of the, I think the races are run on tar roads. But here it's full mud road and nature. It's the environment, I think, which is attracting a lot of people. Although there's no money, prize money, I think it's the environment.
And as I understand it, in the first couple of years of the Auroville Marathon, there used to be training sessions for people
Those who were interested.
Yes.
This to hold from September, I think it is to start. And those who want to do half, those who want to do full, accordingly. So Chandresh had done his runs in marathon in the U.S., so he knew the schedule, how to go about for training. So we used to, and a lot of people used to, who were interested in participating, used to get together and used to run
and
systematically.
Okay, but now the training sessions have been stopped because of a lack of interest. So how do you think they can be made to attract people and to be more successful?
I think slowly, slowly more people are getting interested and doing on their own also. Practicing on their own. Well, like the schedule is given on the net, I think. And those are interested. I do see people when I go, people running on their own also. So, and seeing the event take place, they are getting more and more sort of inspired or interested.
And this year's marathon logo is Run for the Joy of Running.
Yeah.
So, is there anything you would like to add to that?
It's very apt. Because running in Oroville is fun. It's very enjoyable.
And what for you is really the joy of running? Is there anything that running gives you? Anything in particular that you think about while running?
I enjoy it, that's all. And then it's good for health.
Yeah, it is. Okay, Sampat, so thanks a lot for talking to us. And we hope to see you again at the start line this year. Volunteering, yes. And being around as you've always been. I now have with me Ramesh, who's been involved with the route marking for the Oroville Marathon since its beginning in the year 2008. So now, let's ask Ramesh a few questions about how he's gone about making the route for the marathon. So Ramesh, can you please tell us how you got involved with this event?
Well, actually, a person who is working in a security and taking care of a security role in Oroville. I know Chandresh and then Balaji. You know, I have also young kids actually, you know, who I'm connecting with, working and, you know, playing with them. And Chandresh and Balaji and Anand and others, friends all who are approaching me. If there are any possibility to have a volunteers actually for the road marking, then I was thinking, yes, it's a good and it's good for, you know, Oroville, right? Why not, you know, to try to be in a role actually to work with for the road map and all that. Yes, then we said yes. Then the first year, actually, we got more young kids actually from Oroville, so we were involved in the first marathon road marking, which was taken almost 43 hours actually. Right, the first marathon was which is to cover actually for the road map, the road route actually which we have taken up. And then it was toughest one actually, right, you know.
Yes, and there are so many challenges involved with the marathon, like the route marking itself is so difficult, plus the aspect of security. But what do you think it is that makes it all worth it? That at the end of it, you can say that, okay, it was great that we organized this event.
See, if you're involving on your ground level, either for road marking, see, if you're involving more and more actually with this event actually, so you don't feel that, you know what, it's toughest one, or you don't take it up like that. No, it's a job, it's a work. It's not only me that which I'm doing in a road map. There are also others actually, you know, who are trying to put a banners actually on the roadside. There are another team like in Sarakan people who are organizing that also. But it's a tough first one, it's a challenges also. See, when we started in 2008, it was only around 850 to 900 people only. You see, in 2009 was around 1100 or something. 2010 and around 1200 people. Now you see, I came to know in yesterday meeting there was around 1800 people actually, you know, who are going to participate in this event actually. You know, I mean, it's a good actually, it's needed also to community, you know, without expecting actually money from the sponsors. Trying to, you know, to do for on our own, for the Oroville people and also for our communities, right? To enjoying actually, you know, I mean, actually we are not making it actually for that business. people who comes there, you know, to do their enjoying actually the place, you know.
Yes, and how is the cyclone going to affect this year's route? Is it going to make a big difference?
Well, the people are going to be making a much difference. The reason why, because if you see, past 4 years was okay, but this year, they don't see much trees. The place is not much 100% cleared. You know, I mean, wherever the routing also, which was the change, because since 4 years, actually, the route was actually taken from the Thar Road, you know, till to Kodakuppam and also to Inkut Road, whatever we did it. And this time, route markers actually, you know, they work hard actually. They brought the map to me, you know, they said, you know, they want to try one inside Auroville. We have to take it up, you know, whatever challenges, it just comes to us.
So, on the whole, do you think there will be less shade during the run this time?
I think yes. This time it's a very less shade, I'm sure. And also the humidity, I don't think what last year was very good. I don't expect the same immunity will be there for this year.
And the motto of the Auroville Marathon, the logo, is run for the joy of running.
Yes.
So what do you really think about that? How do you relate to that?
Well, actually, you see, I'm enjoying, first of all, whether the people are running at one point. So I'm actually enjoying actually the way what I'm doing and marking, you know. I mean, it's a team. It's not only that to me that, you know, what I could say. It's a team, right? I'm enjoying on my marking.
Okay, Ramesh, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you've done a great job with the route, and we are all waiting to run on it and explore it.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much for me to interview with this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it. There's nothing more to add. You've heard it from the ones who make it happen. Let's hope that the Auroville Marathon is enjoyed by all those who participate in it, and the runners get what they are running for, the joy of running.